This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. In Boston on Wednesday, the Red Sox will host the Colorado Rockies in Game 1 of the World Series. It'll be the Sox's second World Series in 4 years. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports from the heart of the Red Sox Nation.
For most of the past century, Boston fans could usually count on the Red Sox to disappoint, but their team has given up its losing ways and embraced dramatic come-from-behind victories. Just 4 years ago, the Sox stunned the New York Yankees, coming back from a 3-0 deficit to win the American League championship and then its first World Series in 86 years. This year, the Cleveland Indians had a commanding 3-1 lead in the best-of-seven series, but the Sox evened the series, and by the ninth inning last night, the Indians were down 9 runs, facing the Sox hard-throwing closer, Jonathan Papelbon.
Swinging a high fly ball right center field. Coco going back, still going back to the triangle, going back. He makes a great catch to the triangle, falls down, hangs on. The Red Sox have won the pennant. Coco Crisp with another sensational play.
That's how WEEI Radio called the win, which prompted a late night party by some 37,000 at Fenway Park. And in the Red Sox locker room, the players uncorked champagne and doused each other in a wet and happy celebration.
And that's pretty damn cold champagne. Oh.
John Farrell, the Red Sox pitching coach, gave credit to the team's ace pitcher, Josh Beckett, who was named the series' most valuable player for sparking the comeback. Beckett won the first game of the series. Then Cleveland won 3 in a row, but Beckett won Game 5 in Cleveland, which brought the series back to Boston, where the Red Sox usually win.
We felt the Beckett performance was one that he was capable of, and it would allow us to swing the momentum back to us, you know, and particularly bringing it back home to these fans here, which, let's face it, home field advantage was a huge thing here in this series.
The Red Sox won last night despite erratic pitching from their $100 million Japanese rookie, Daisuke Matsuzaka, who allowed 2 runs in 5 innings. Cleveland made it a 1-run game through 6 innings until the Red Sox rookie Dustin Pedroia smacked a 2-run homer in the 7th and then struck again in the 8th with a 3-run double. Red Sox manager Terry Francona praised his players for not panicking when they were on the brink of elimination.
You know, when things aren't going well, they don't take a deep breath and feel sorry for themselves. It doesn't ensure that you're going to win, but it ensures that you give yourself a chance. And we have good players, and guys kind of dug deep. We had to. We got pushed.
The Indians shared the season's best record with the Red Sox and beat the Yankees in the first round of the playoffs. But last night, Cleveland players like pitcher Paul Byrd had to pack up quietly and acknowledge sadly that their impressive season was over.
You know what? I mean, right now, just your head's spinning. You know, everybody knows we had a great year. Everybody knows it's going to go away, and when we look upon the year, it's going to be, you know, a great, great memory. But, you know, the bottom line is, you know, we were a game away from going to the World Series and came up short. So a lot of frustration right now. It's kind of bittersweet.
For Red Sox fans, it was only sweet. Long after the game had ended, Fenway Park was still full as pitcher Jonathan Papelbon danced a wild jig on the infield. But the Sox will have to get back to baseball and the World Series against the red-hot Colorado Rockies. The contest will feature the Red Sox huge payroll and well-known stars against a relatively unknown Colorado team, which has won 21 of its last 22 games, including all 7 in the postseason. The Rockies got the best of the Sox in June when they took 2 out of 3 games and outscored them 20-5. Anthony Brooks, NPR News, Boston.